It is your job to train those around you to be effective and efficient. No one else will do it for you. Here are a few recommendations. 1. Decide that, given the non-urgent nature of most issues, you will steer people toward the following means of communication, in order of preference: email, phone, and in-person meetings. If someone proposes a meeting, request an email instead, and then use the phone as your fallback offer if need be. Cite other immediately pending work tasks as the reason. 2. Respond to voicemail via email whenever possible. This trains people to be concise. Help them develop the habit. Similar to our opening greeting on the phone, email communication should be streamlined to prevent needless back and forth. Thus, an email with "Can you meet at 4 p.m.?" would become "Can you meet at 4 p.m.? If so..." If not, please advise 3 other times that work for you. This if-then structure becomes more important as you check email less often. Since I only check email once a week, it is critical that no one needs a what-if answered or other information within 7 days of a given email I send. If I suspect that a manufacturing order hasn't arrived at the shipping facility, for example, I'll send an email to my shipping facility manager along these lines: "Dear Susan, has the new manufacturing shipment arrived? If so, please advise me on... If not, please contact John Doe at 555-5555 or via email at john@doe.com. He is also CC'd, and advise on delivery date and tracking. John, if there are any issues with the shipment, please coordinate with Susan, reachable at 555-4444, who has the authority to make decisions up to $500 on my behalf. In case of emergency, call me on my cell phone, but I trust you to. Thanks." This prevents most follow-up questions, avoids 2 separate dialogues, and takes me out of the problem-solving equation. Get into the habit of considering what if-then actions can be proposed in any email where you ask a question. 3. Meetings should only be held to make decisions about a predefined situation, not to define the problem. If someone proposes that you meet with them or set a time to talk on the phone, ask that person to send you an email with an agenda to define the purpose. "That sounds doable, so I can best prepare. Can you please send me an email with an agenda? That is, the topics and questions we'll need to address? That would be great. Thanks in advance." Don't give them a chance to bail out. The thanks in advance before a retort increases your chances of getting the email. The email medium forces people to define the desired outcome of a meeting or call. 9 times out of 10, a meeting is unnecessary, and you can answer the questions, once defined, via email. Impose this habit on others. I haven't had an in-person meeting for my business in more than 5 years, and have had fewer than 12 conference calls, all lasting less than 30 minutes.